We're up to Pei Gibel of an Aleph, third of the way down. Amri Bei Rav Mishmei Bei Rav Halacha Krav Yoshi Bandriganis Uva Harkova. In Bei Rav. We'll see later who Bei Rav is. They said in the name of Rav that the halacha is like Rav Yossi, both by Andriganis and by Harkova. The Gemara is going to discuss what the case of Harkova is. Shmuel Amar, and Shmuel said the halacha is like Rav Yossi, Bekoshi, Uvekiddush. And the Gemara is going to ask, what about in the opposite cases? Where Rav said the halacha is like Rav Yossi, what would Shmuel hold? And where Shmuel said the halacha is like Rav Yossi, what would Rav hold? Right now, that's coming later. Right now we say the Rav paskin like Rav Yossi in two things, Andriganis and Harkova, and Shmuel paskin like Rav Yossi in Koshi and Kiddush. Andriganis or the Amor. We said already what Andriganis is, right? The Gemara says Andriganis, Rav Yossi holds is a berry of Bifnei Atzma, the Lohechriu bo Chachomi Muzachar Nekeva. Right? And there's a few different ways of learning that. Tosus learns doesn't mean that he's a third gender. It means that we're not sure if he's a Zohar or a Nekeva. That's what it means, Beria. Whether he's a Zohar or a Nekeva. And all Andriganises are the same. They're either all male or all female. But the Chachamim were at Machria, they left them as a third gender, Sophic male, Sophic female. The Ramban learns that all Andriganises are third gender. They're not male or female. According to Rav Yossi, they are gender to themselves of male-female. Other Rishonim learn that they're a Sophic, male-female, or male-female, new gender. All those things go into the Sophic. There's a sheet of the Marit al-Ghazi, which I don't understand. I didn't have a chance to look it up, because in Chorus Sosur Gemara, that you're probably familiar with, the Gemara, what's it says, that not all Andriganises are the same. Rove Andriganises are what's it called, are either male or female. They weren't sure. But there are some Andriganises that are a Beria Bifnei Atzma, that are a third gender, a miut of them. And that is always a Sophic, whether they're the male Andriganis, female Andriganis, or gender to themselves. Now the Gemara says that an Andriganis could be Motzi another Andriganis in Shofar, let's say. Because whatever the first one is, the second one is. A Tumtum can't be Motzi another Tumtum, because a Tumtum, one Tumtum could be a Zohar and the other one a Keva. But an Andriganis, whatever one is, the other one is. So if the first one is a woman, the second one's a woman. If the first one's a man, the second one's a man. Right, if the first one is a Beria Bifnei Atzma, the second one, whatever, it's all across the board. We're not sure what all Andriganises are. According to the Marit al-Ghazi, there are some Andriganises like this and some like this. So how could the Gemara say that an Andriganis can also be another Andriganis if there's a Sophic, even though it could be that he holds it, since it's a miut, we're not choshish for that miut. Rove of them are either all male or all females. We're not sure what. Some of them, there's a miut that it is, and we're not choshish for that. I would imagine that's what he says, but those are all the different possible stakers in an Andriganis. Okay, so that's what Rav Yossi said by Andriganis. Harkova, what's the case of Harkova? The Snan, Ein Notin, the Ein Mavrichin, the Ein Markivin, Erev Shvius, Pachas Mishloshim Yom, Lifnei Rosh Hashanah. The Not of the Hivrich, the Hirkiv Yakor. You can't plant or graft something. Or I don't know what the other word is called, to replant something and make it grow from two different places. What? Right, put it in the ground again.
Layering.
What?
Layering.
Who?
Layering.
Oh, layering. Okay, yeah, sure. So that you can't do that either, right? So, grafting or mavrichim or planting Erev Shvius less than 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. Now the reason is, we'll see in 1 second, it's lapped after 30 days. The reason for this is the following. That 30 days in a year is considered a year. And if something was planted more than 30 days, 30 days or more, before Rosh Hashanah, then you start counting the years of Orla from the year before. In other words, those 30 days, we'll see, plus a certain amount of other days, those 30 days are considered what's it called, a year for Orla. So you start counting the second year of Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. But if you plant less than 30 days before, okay, then you start the year of Orla, Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. You lose those, whatever amount of days you had, and you start counting the years of Orla from Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. What? No, you start counting from Tishrei, and it goes till what's it called, 3 years, and whatever, what's it called, it's a shaila how exactly it works. If you have those, if you have that little year, what's it called, the little 30 days as a year to itself, then everybody holds that it goes under the third year, whatever blossoms before Tu B'Shvat is still Orla. And it goes out of Orla after Tu B'Shvat. If you have 3 full years, then it's a shaila whether you also have to go to Tu B'Shvat or not. We hold that you do have to go with the Maaseh, then it's a machlokas. But in any case, we're not learning the laws of Orla now, but right now, what's Nogeya tells us the following. So if Erev Shvius, you planted something more than 30 days, plus the amount of time it takes to take root, which we'll see in a second, before Rosh Hashanah, then when did you start counting the years of Orla? From Erev Shvius. No problem. But if you planted it 15 days before Rosh Hashanah, so now you're not going to count the Orla from the year before Shemitah. When are you going to start counting the Orla from the year of Shemitah? And it's going to look like you planted it during Shemitah. Therefore, you can't do that. That's how the Rambam learns like that. Rashi seems to learn that there's an Isser of planting 30 days before Shemitah, and therefore you can't plant something within 30 days of Shemitah because of Tosefes Shemitah. Okay, so like where's this? And if you planted it, the Hivrei Yirkav Yaakov, you have to uproot the tree. If you planted it within the 30 days, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Kol Harkava Sheina Koletes B'Shloshi Yomim Shuv Eina Koletes. If you don't, when you graft something, it takes 3 days to take, and therefore you need 33 days. 30 days, so it's out of the 30 days of Shemitah, and 3 days to take. Because if you do it within the 3 days, then it didn't take till within 30 days of Shemitah. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon, Omrim, Shtei Shabbosos. And this karkava is also means natia, anything. Plant a seed, it doesn't start germinating, it doesn't take root until, according to Rabbi Yehuda, 3 days. According to Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon, 2 weeks. And Avomer of Nachman, Avomer Rabba Baravu, what's it, Shisha Basis, that's what they say, 2 weeks. So we have a machlok is 3 days or 2 weeks. The Avomer of Nachman, Avomer Rabba Baravu, Ledivrei HaOmer Shloshim, Tzorish Shloshim Ushloshim. The one who says that you have to plant 30 days before, you need 30 days plus 30 days. Ledivrei HaOmer Shlosha, the one who says that it takes 3 days to take root, you need 33 days. That's how we paskin, like Rabbi Yosef Shimon, 2 weeks, and therefore you have to plant 44 days before Rosh Hashanah to get that orla. And if you planted Erev Shvius within the 44 days, you have to uproot the tree. Okay, so that is what's it called. That's the halach and Rav Paskin. That what's it called? That the halach is like Rabbi Yossi in this, that you need 2 weeks plus 30 days, either to be counted as a year of Orla, or to be allowed to plant an Erev Shvius at that time. Rashi. Halacha Rabbi Yossi Demasnisen. Like Rabbi Yossi of the Mishnah, the Amri Beirav Hainu Rav Huna Kidul Kamon. Amri Beirav is a kinui for Rav Huna. When he says Amri Beirav, means Rav Huna. Upoligad the Amrin Leel Aliba the Rav Lesel Masnisa, and the Rav Huna argues on what it said before that Rav said that the Mishnah falls away in front of the Braisa. And the Braisa says that Rabbi Yossi says he's a what's it called, Beria, and Lohichriu Bo Chachamim, and the Mishnah says that Rabbi Yossi says he's a Zohar Vada. The halach is like Rabbi Yossi of the Mishnah. right? That's what Rav Huna says. And even though we said before the name of Rav, not like that. The Gemara will explain the case of Harkova, the case of Koshi, and the case of Kiddush. Uvekulo Ayru Rav Shimon Behedya. And Rav Shimon is a partner with Rav Yossi in all of these. Uvekulo Ayru Rav Shimon Behedya. Hilkach Mistabra da Ad Rav Yossi da Mas Nisan Koi. The Ayru Rav Shimon Behedya. Therefore, it's Mistabra that when Rav Huna said the halach is like Rav Yossi, he wasn't talking about Rav Yossi of the Braisa. That it's a Sufik. Zohar, Sufik Nikeva. But the Rav Yossi of the Mishnah is a Vadei Zohar. Because he's referring to all the cases where Rav Yossi and Rav Shimon say things together. And in the Mishnah you have Rav Yossi and Rav Shimon together, the Braisa is just Rav Yossi himself. Okay. Yakor, the Kokolta Mishlius. The reason you have to uproot it, says Rashi, because it took root in Shvius. And the 30 days is because that's how long it takes to take root. The Ein Harkova Koletus M'Pachim Shloshim Yom. The first man, the Omer, says that it takes 30 days for something to take either graft to take or to take root. Tzor Shloshim U'Shloshim Kadesh Tiklot Shloshim U'Shnei Shvius. You need that it should take root before 30 days before Shvius. So you need 30 and 30. The Chol Shloshim U'Shnei Shvius K'Shvius Bami. Rashi learns because 30 days before Shemitah has a din of Shemitah. It's like Tosefet Shemitah. It's like Tosefet Shabbos. You have to add those 30 days on. Like I told you, the Rambam holds differently. The reason why you need the 30 days is because of the laws of Orla. And since if it's less than 30 days, you know, less than 30 days in a year is not considered a year, and you start counting the years of Orla from Shemitah, it looks like you planted it during Shemitah. Gimel v'lamed, gimel neklita, and Rabbi Yehuda holds, no, it only takes 3 days to what's it called to take root. Shetiklo kodesh v'ado Israel. The halacha is talking like that. By vegetables and tvua it takes 3 days. By trees it takes 2 weeks. Okay. Next halacha. Ushmuel amar bekoshi v'kiddush. Shmuel said the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi and these two halachas, Koshi and Kiddush. Koshi, what's the case of Koshi? Nisnan. Kama yehi kishuya. So let's give a little hakdama. Let's see what Rashi says. Kama yehi kishuya. The kaimelo benida deoraisa hamakshe besok yud aleph shebe nidal adida the roa dam gimel yomi mitsupim makmasar vlada eno boli deziva liol shricha sfir zayinikim kiolevis bezov. Eliyame tumas leida ki oledes greitza. Okay, but Rashi says the following: a regular woman, forget about a pregnant woman, a regular woman not giving birth. She the first time she sees dam is dam nida, and the next 7 days, including that day, whether she sees, she doesn't see, she's a nida for 7 days. She could see all 7 days. If she stops before nightfall of the seventh day, she goes to the mikveh that night and she's tahor. That's a nida. She doesn't need shiva nikiyim, she doesn't need any nikiyim. She's a nida 7 days, whether she sees 1 day or 7 days, and after that she goes to the mikvah. After the 7 days are over, the next 11 days, if she sees dam 3 days in a row, in those 11 days she's a zava. And a zava has to count shiva nikiyim, right, before she can ever become tahor. So she has to have 7 clean days, make bedikas every day, and then at the end of the 7 days she goes to the mikveh after she has 7 clean days and she's tahor and she starts her cycle again. Next dam she'll see will be dam nida, and then 11 days could be dam ziva if she sees dam. She doesn't see dam, then on the 18th day from the beginning of her cycle she starts the cycle again. If she sees dam then she's a nida for 7 days, and then 11 days or whatever. That's a cycle. Now, if a woman gives birth, so she's also tameh. She's tameh 7 days for a zachar. She doesn't need shiva nikiyim. And she's tameh 14 days for a nekeva. She doesn't need shiva nikiyim. She becomes tahar after those 7 and 14 days. Any dam she sees after that for a zocher of 33 days or 66 days for a nekeva is dam tar. She doesn't become tamei at all from that dam in the 33 or 66 days from the Torah. And then afterwards, she starts her cycle again, 7 days nida, 11 days ziva, whatever. If a woman gives birth, okay, during the 11 days between her nida, she became a nida before she, what's it called, she gave birth. It's possible, right? She became a nida before she gave birth. And it was during this 7-day period she could be a nida. And then she gave birth. So she has a din, like any nida, like any yoledes. She has 7 days after the birth, tome, for a boy, 14 days for a girl, and then she goes to the mikveh, becomes tahar, and then has her yemei tahar, whatever. What happens though if she gives birth as a zava? In other words, she gave birth within the 11 days of, she had a nida 7 days before, and then she had 11 days of ziva, and during the 11 days of ziva she gave birth. So now the halacha is she's yoledes bezov, she's a zava, right? And what's it called, the dam she sees in preparation for her giving birth makes her a zava. And now when she gives birth, she's not going to be tahar after 7 days or 14 days for a girl. She's going to be tahar only after she counts 7 clean days, like any zava. Okay. However, if she had labor pains, okay, then we know that the dam is not coming because of ziva, it's coming because of labor. So if she's makasha, she has what's it called, labor pains and blood associated with that, that's called kishui. So the halacha is that what's it called, that we don't consider that dam ziva, but we consider it all dam leida, whatever, and she is a regular yoledes and she doesn't need 7 clean days. Okay. So now let's go back to Rashi. Benida deoraisa ha mekasha besoch yud aleph shebenida ledida. She has labor pains in the 11 days between her nida cycles, when under normal circumstances she wouldn't be a woman giving birth. She'd become a zava if she saw 3 days. The roa dam gimel yomim resufin machmas sar vlada. And during the time that she's having all these labor pains, she sees dam 3 days in those 11 days. So had it not been for the labor pains, she would be a zava, and she couldn't become tar until she had shiva nekiyim. So ena boali de ziva liol sricha sfira zay nekiyim ki yoledes bezov and li yimei tumas lei de ki yoledes greitza. Since the dam, the 3 days of dam during her ziva time, were accompanied by labor pains, they don't make her a zava, and she is a regular din of the yoledes. The tanya ki yazuv zov dama dama machmas atzma dama. It has to be her blood that comes from for natural reasons. The lomach was vlad, not because of the vlad. The kama yehei kishuya, how long could this last, this labor pains? The amrina machlis vladu, afilu mem o chamishim yom kodim leida. So the first man, the Omer says, Rameir says, o arboim o chamishim yom. 40-50 days before birth already, she could be experiencing labor pains. And if they don't let up, all the dam she sees during those 40-50 days before what's it called, Leida, is regular dam, and she becomes just Tumas Yoledes. She doesn't become a Zava. Rabbi Huda Omer, Daya Chadosha. Rabbi Huda says, enough a month. Within the month of what's it called, of the ninth month, that's when the labor pains are significant. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon Omerim, Ein Kishi Yosef Mishtei Shabbosos. That's only 2 weeks. 2 weeks before, if she, 2 weeks before she gave birth, she saw this blood, so we know it retroactively, right? We find out that she gave birth within 2 weeks, then the blood she saw, and if she didn't stop having labor pains, and within 2 weeks of that blood that she saw, she gave birth, then Rabbi Yossi holds that she's not a zava. But if she gave birth more than 2 weeks later, even though she had labor pains 3 weeks earlier, that, and she saw 3 days, and it was in the 11 days between nida to nida, she's a zava. That's Rabbi Yossi. That's how we pass. Rashi, daya chadasha chodesh chi shi yoledes po. And tzedakah from the beginning of the ninth month, from when she became pregnant, and Rosh Chodesh of that month. Right? She yolda, and so pamim she'en yosur miyoma yomayim, kigon she yolda v'beis b'chodesh, sometimes only 1 or 2 days. She gave birth on the second day of the month, so 2 days. Ein havlad b'tayr el adomim she'rosam in Rosh Chodesh ve'elach. So we know retroactively from the time she gave birth, if she was having labor pains from Rosh Chodesh, the Rosh Chodesh before, they're not ziva. She gave birth 2 days later, so it's only for 2 days. But if she saw 3 days before Rosh Chodesh, even though she was having labor pains, according to Rabbi Yehuda, she's a zava. The kesavah of Yehuda, she pura gorim. When they blow the shofar to mekadesh the chodesh, the kiddush hachodesh causes that blood in the ninth month. It's the ninth month after Rosh Chodesh of that ninth month that causes it. Shofar shebeis in token the kiddush gorim akishui. Upamishu matayris kol hachodesh. You know, beyond the sofa, she gave birth on the 29th day of the month, so she had 29 days where she could possibly not be a zava because of kishui. The ein hatara elami ziva, and this whole tara is only that she's not a zava that she needs shiva nikiyum. Ava minida ein hatara minida. If during the 7 days that she could become a nida, she sees this blood, she's a nida. The mshafsa bin atzar sabach lalei the yom echad. If she stopped having the labor pains for one full day before the birth, then retroactively all the blood she saw when she was having the labor pains, but they stopped before the birth for a day, do cause her to be a diva. And we don't say it's because of the vlad. Ap miziva la Torah. Vahariyo levis bezov, which shricha zayin nekiyim. Then when she gives birth, she's considered a zova, and she won't become Torah until she counts 7 clean days. Digloi milsa de tsar kamo la machas ladhavi. Since it stopped before she gave birth, it's obvious retroactively that tsar wasn't because of the vlad. Okay. So that is the case of Kishui. And the halacha, Rosh Shmuel says, is like a Biosi, that 2 weeks is the limit. 2 weeks before birth. Any blood she saw 2 weeks before birth that was in the time of the 11 days between Nida and Nida, even though she saw blood 3 days straight, which normally would make her a Zava, since she was experiencing labor pains, she, what's it called, is not a Zava. And Kiddush, what's the case of Kiddush, where Shmuel said the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi? Disman, a mesachet gefado agavi tvuasa shachavero. Person goes and takes his vine and puts it over the tvua of his friend. So now it's kilaya kerim. It's also bahanah. Kerim is a Kiddush. It's also bahanah. Kiddush means that it's designated to be osir. Pentukdash hasode. That's the lashon the Torah uses. The chayim b'chayus, so he has to pay for it. He damaged the other guy's tvua. It's Asur Bandah. He has to pay. He's a Masik. Give Reb Meir. That's what Reb Meir says. Reb Yosef, Reb Shimon, Omrim. Reb Yosef, Reb Shimon say no. Ein Adam, Osir, Dover, Shemesh, Shalom. Person can't ask her somebody else's sins by Kilayim. You need Kavada, Tosha says. It just doesn't happen that if the Kilayim, if the Kerem and the Tvua mix together, it's Osir. It has to be that you want them to mix together. Right? Therefore, if you have tvua that grows up in your keren, and you're on the way to take it out, right? You just didn't get to it yet. It's not osur. But if you leave it there, you want it to stay, then it's osur. So since it has to do with kavana, I can't osur somebody else's thing on something that needs kavana. I can't, with my kavana, osur your thing. But I should surely osur your thing if I pour milk into your meat soup, right? It doesn't need any kavana. The milk assers it. I'm not assering it. The milk's assering it. Then you can asser somebody else's thing. Right? You can't say, well, I don't asser number so shallow. You poured milk into my soup. That's, you can't asser my soup. Right? You can. You can. But the milk can. But over here, it's not only the vine that assers it. It's the person's kavana klapi that vine. And therefore, you can't asser somebody else's thing. That's what Rav Shimon Rav Yossi say. Rashi Kiddush. Loshen pentukdash. Asser tvus chaveru v'chai v'shalit. If he puts the vine over the tvua, he assers the tvua, and he has to pay for it. And Rav Shimon, Rav Yossi hold no, that Einarim Osir Dover Shener Shalom. Person can't asser something that doesn't belong to him, where the isser depends on kavana of the person who's doing it.
That's
Yeah, why?
What was the
shaila?
What
is that? What do you mean a week away according to the calendar? As opposed to? Is there something? I don't know any other time. I mean, they look hard and know what they're talking about. I assume they make the calendar. So I assume that's the time. I'm at home going according to that. I don't put my thousand filler until it's like 48. So we'll start. Well, I guess we'll start 5 minutes later, whatever. It's not. I don't know if there's any big difference if we start davening 5 minutes later instead of on Monday and Thursday. We'll say Yishtabach at 5 after at 10 after instead of 5 after, and on a regular day we'll start at just the opposite, 5 after instead of 6 o'clock. Do that too. Whichever a person wants to do, if he wants to say Tzuket Yizimur faster, and you can say it till Yishtabach and then put on Talis and Tefillah.
You can put on the Talis and Tefillah without a bracha and then make a bracha after.
You do that also, but it's better to do it after Yishtabach with a